Hello and welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast, week 13, second to last week of the regular season.
Wow.
We're coming down to it, joined by Frank and Mike. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Watch this Big 12 championship game. Texas is a fucking wagon. Season's coming down to it. I need to win this week. I think if I win this week, I'm in. So need to beat Joff. We'll see how that goes. But other than that, feeling good.
Frank?
Yeah, I'm feeling good as well. You know, kind of in cruise control right now, just waiting to get to the playoffs here.
Must be fucking nice, buddy.
I feel terrible. I'm watching Joe Flacco highlights all week, and there's almost no chance I'll make the playoffs in this league. So I'm doing great. Worked until 3 a.m. last night in a surgery. Things are great here in the Butcher household. Really, they couldn't be any better. Joe Flacco, is he elite? Maybe.
He's won a Super Bowl.
He has won a Super Bowl. Drew will be joining us at some point, but we're just going to get rolling here, and then we'll have him kind of rapid fire.
Butch, were you in the OR until legit 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Oh, my God. God bless your soul.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't start until 5:30 p.m., so.
Oh.
Tough break on a Friday night. Kind of shoots the whole weekend. But that's okay. We're here. We're recording a podcast on a Saturday just because we're dedicated to the league. And this is the only time we can do it. So we'll go right into the first game. Oh, let's do league standings, I guess. I don't even want to go over these. Frank's in the playoffs, 10-2. Sean's in the playoffs, 8-4. Mitch, 7-5. Ryan, 7-5. Mike, 6-6. Alex, 6-6. Those teams are all not necessarily in, depending on what happens. Jesse and Drew are right outside at 6-6. Me and Cormac are at 5-7. So there could end up being a lot of 7-7 teams. Which then will come down to tiebreakers. It'll be interesting kind of to see how that shakes out. Like, mathematically, I'm probably not eliminated, but I'm not making it. So the only two definitely in are Frank and Sean, so congratulations to you guys. Hopefully your teams don't choke when it matters most. We'll see how that goes. And then we'll go right into the matchup. So first matchup, speaking of Sean at 8-4, he's already in the playoffs. He's playing me, Commissioner Coxman. Sean, I think if you're smart, you kind of throw this week for me. Let me get a win. So I could sneak in the playoffs and you can maybe play a worse team. That's just my thought, Sean, if you want to consider doing that. He got 28 from Dak on Thursday, which is a lot. He does have some bye weeks, though. He's got Lamar, Madison, and, of course, Justin Tucker. But honestly, Justin Tucker has been missing some kicks lately. Him on a bye might be better for Sean. You hate to see the namesake no longer be automatic. It's a tragedy. I saw he got passed for highest field goal percentage of all time by Young Ho Koo. My old bitch lane, but my Young Ho Koo, I'll say that for Drew while he's not on. This matchup, I mean, I don't know, dude. If I just picked the quarterback right the past 3 weeks, I would have won all the games, and I can't pick the quarterback right. So I've decided I'm rolling with Stroud no matter what. If I just did that for the last 3 weeks again, I'd be in the playoffs right now. Now he's going to shit the bed, and I'm sure Brock Purdy will be great on my bench. ETN questionable, but is playing. I have Zay Flowers on bye. Dalton Schultz is out, so I got to pick up a tight end, so that's bad. Yeah, I'm going to lose. I lost. Sean's going to win. Congratulations, Sean. There you go. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you got some work to do on your roster with Dalton Schultz being out. That's not going to be, one, easy to fill, considering, like, who are you going to drop? Also, I know there's not a lot of tight ends on the waiver wire.
Oh, I'm dropping Tajay Spears. So if anyone wants him, he's getting dropped.
There you go. This is a dinner pick. I'm here for the dinner. I got a ride with Sean this week. Sorry, Butch.
No, that Sean's going to win. Frank, what do you think? Unless he throws it. Sean, good strategic move.
Am I echoing?
No.
No.
Okay, so that's just me here. That's fine. I'll deal with it. Looking at these quick. I don't know if you guys touched on it, but Dalton Schultz is out.
Yeah, I think you got to pick someone up there. It's going to be a long shot for you to win.
I'm going to roll with Sean.
Yep, that makes sense. Drew, we'll see when he pops on. I'm sure he'll pick Sean. Next matchup, we have Mr. Jeffers sitting at the 7th seed just outside the playoffs versus Mike Law, Office of the Gambler, sitting in the 5th seed. This is a big for playoff implications. There's Drew.
No, Nope, that was me.
Oh, friend, never mind. Frank in and out.
You know,
all right.
You know what's wild? I just had it recording twice. That's why I could hear myself echoing. I had it open like in two. I don't know. It was open.
Damn. This we got two Franks on the pod.
New
wrinkle. That's sick. All right, maybe the fans will be able to hear you twice. Your insight, your wisdom.
That'll be interesting.
They should probably listen because you're first in the league. All right. Mike on Thursday got 5 points from Jason Myers. That's fine, but you hate to see only five in such a high-scoring game.
He missed a field goal.
He did miss a field goal. Yeah, Jesse was very upset about that. I don't care. So that's there you go, Jesse. I don't care. I think the scoring's fine. If you want to vote on it, we can vote on it, but I don't give a fuck. Any bye weeks? Jesse's got Diggs on bye, which is huge for you, Mike. He also has Jaden Reed, I think, is going to play, but he's very questionable. Let me check in on that. He scored a touchdown, I think, three or four straight games. Maybe five.
Yeah.
He's listed as questionable. He did have a limited practice on Friday, so he's probably going to play. Oh, shit. 1 second. My stuff's loading all crazy. Either way, I think I'm going to go with Mike here. His team just looks better this week. I don't hate Jesse playing Gardner Minshew against Tennessee. Derrick Henry's looked a little better. But Mike got Trevor Lawrence against Cincinnati, and they've given up on the season. Is McBride's going to play for you, right, Mike?
I don't know. He's banged up. He's got a groin injury. If I don't play him, I'm probably going to play Freiermuth, who's a wagon, now that he's back and healthy. So,
well, now that they got a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah. So even if I don't play McBride, Freiermuth's going to go in there, and that's maybe even an upgrade. I might just do that regardless.
Well, but he has 1 week of being a wagon. We'll see if that holds. I'm going to go Mike, but I don't love it. I think this could be a close one. Frank, what do you think?
I am also going to go with Mike, and I do love it. I don't like Gardner Minshew playing away from home. I think I saw some stats somewhere. I don't know. He's fucking not that great away from home. Maybe he's throw one touchdown, but I'm going to go with Mike. He's been on fire as of late, to my recollection.
Yeah. People forget Tennessee's kind of bad.
That is true.
Mike is only on fire because I played the wrong quarterback last week, though. Mike, are you gonna win this week, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta roll with myself. I'm coming in hot. The stack is firing again. We need to continue that dominance this week for Cincinnati, whose defense is meh, I guess. I'm feeling good about my lineup. I don't like Jesse's lineup this week, even though he's got some studs. I mean, Minshew, meh. Tennessee kind of sucks. Kamara's a tough matchup versus Detroit. Who's throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson these days? Tim Boyle, meh. I like myself, and I got to get a win this week to get into playoffs. So I'm rolling with the law office here.
I will say this is kind of crazy, but Deebo Samuel against Philly is actually a good matchup. They allow the most points to fantasy wide receivers.
Yeah, that's why I didn't comment on that one, because I knew that.
That's a tough one. But good news for you, when Zay Jones plays, Calvin Ridley's disgusting. That's all he needs, I guess, apparently.
Well, you draw another D-back, and he's wide open.
We'll have a little halftime. Or we'll do one more game, then we'll do a halftime and go over our records, because I didn't do that yet. Next matchup, Frank, CD's Nuts versus Mitch. Mitch is Bitches. Frank, you're locked in the playoffs. Mitch could fall out if he loses. There's a lot of shaking and baking that could happen here. Frankie got 26 from CD and 15 from Aubrey, but only -1 from the Cowboys defense. Even still, he'll take 40 points on Thursday night. Mitch has got all of his points in the bush still. I don't think that's going to matter, though. I think Frankie has just too big of a lead, and his team's kind of a wagon. Even with a tough Jalen Hurts matchup, 10-1, and they're home dogs, which is crazy unless that line moved. But San Francisco's not. Either way, I'm going to go with Frank. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I got to roll with Frank on this one, too. I just like the matchups better for Frankie. Mitch has a lot of buys. I don't know about all that. So I'm going with the dinner pick also. I'm going with Frank. He's going to go to 11-2. He's an absolute wagon.
Yeah, Mitch does have buys, but they feel like they don't really hurt him that much. Like, Kyler's a good start instead of Fields. Tank Dell's been balling, and his running backs are out are James Cook and Gus Edwards. Not really a big deal, but either way, yeah, I think Frank's gonna win. Frank, tell us why you're gonna win.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick myself as well here. I mean, I don't love the Jerome Ford play on Mitch's behalf.
He averaged 7.6 yards per carry last week, Frank.
Yeah, I know, but still, I feel like the ceiling's not too high there. Also with Jamar Chase, obviously the Joe Burrow injury, you know, kills him there. Tank Dell, I think he's a little banged up. I mean, he's been a stud all year. I just don't see enough firepower over there to get Mitch over the hump here. So, yeah, I'm going to take this one home too.
Nice. All right. So speaking of the, our overall records, we'll do a little halftime between these matchups. Frank and Mike are still knotted up at 42-30. We all went 4-2 last week. I am 4 games behind at 38-34, and Drew is 6 games behind at 36-36. So Drew pulls even overall. We're going to keep this going through our playoffs, so this could get a little tighter, but I may need to think about picking some different picks here. We'll see. Next matchup, we have Ryan Waddle Rocket 7-5 versus Daddy Longlegs. Alex, 6-6. Is that Drew?
Oh, bitches.
I think so.
Drew.
All right, Drew, we're rapid firing the first 3 games for you real quick.
All right, I'm ready. Sean.
Wait, yeah, okay, hold up. I'm not ready. Okay, Sean.
The man knows.
What's the next game?
Jesse versus Mike.
Damn. Mikey, my fucking boy.
Fuck.
Okay, and then Frank versus Mitch.
Frankie, my other boy. Fuck Mitch.
Okay, so we all have the same. You have the same as all of us.
All
right.
We have all the same picks. No. This is going to be bad.
So now we're doing Waddle Rockets versus Daddy Longlegs. Both got some points on Thursday. Ryan got 16 from Jake Ferguson, 9.7 from JSN, and Alex got a straight up 34 from DK. So huge start for Alex. Ryan's roster, I think, looks pretty good, except he's got some tough matchups. Kyren Williams playing Cleveland. They have been bad against the run lately, but we'll see. DeAndre Swift versus San Francisco. That's a tough matchup. And then Tua and Waddle versus Washington. Sometimes their defense is good. Sometimes it's horrible. Alex here. I love the Eckler versus New England matchup. Derek Carr, I don't love starting. It's going to be a close one. I think you guys are going to pick more. I'm actually going to let you guys go first. Mike, go first.
Why?
Wow. No, I don't want to go first.
I'm the host. Mike, go first.
Oh, my God. You know, you love to see that DK coming up with 3 TDs on a Thursday night. That was an insane game. This is going to be a close matchup. This is going to be really, really close. I picked against Ryan last week. I hate to do it again, but I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go with Alex this week. I don't like Derek Carr, but I love Eckler. Love A.J. Dillon. I love Kittle. I love when my young ho is Koo. I got to go with Alex on this one just to, you know, make it a little spicy, make it a little interesting.
Let's not forget young ho Koo is now the highest field goal percentage kicker in the history of the NFL. You hate to see that if you're one other person in our league here. All right, Frank, who are you going to pick in this one?
Oof, yeah, I think this one's going to be a shootout. As Mikey alluded to last week, Ryan, I think he ended up having a great week and pulling out that win. I didn't think he was going to get that win.
Yeah, all because of Kyren Williams.
Yeah, he snapped.
200 total yards and I think 2 tubs.
Yeah, part of my touchdown parlay, which hit, no big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah, I am going to go with Alex as well, mainly because I am going to be at Gillette Stadium rooting for Austin Eckler. So, yeah, Alex will take this one.
All right, Drew.
You don't always see Brennan imposing his power in any aspect of his life. So I really like to see it doing that here. The
host
power really laying down the law. That's my boy. I'm taking Ryan in this one because I think this is a good one to split. DK Metcalf snapped, but Ferguson's my absolute boy with that late touchdown to lock in my 3-pick parlay. Mine and
that's
my
parlay. I built that
That's my pick. It's my 4-pick parlay that I cooked
I
up.
I built that parlay
by
and it was 4 legs.
No help. It was 4 legs. So Ferguson's my boy. I'm taking Ryan.
All right, and Drew, I agree with you. This is a good one to split. I will also go Ryan. So we will either catch up to the leaders, or we will bury ourselves even further.
I'm not catching up, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I will be imposing my powers more lately because I'm down bad in every football aspect, real life and fantasy. So I have nothing to lose at this point.
All right, man. Nice.
So next matchup, we have Drew 09, 6-6 versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers. Elijah 4-8. Elijah is out, essentially out of the playoffs. I don't think you can make it with 8 losses. He did get 15 points from Pollard on Thursday. Drew's got all of his points in the bush right now. And speaking of that, in the bush, we're going to throw it over to Drew. You just went third, so you're going to go first, even though this is your matchup.
Are we doing the bush thing? Have we done the bush thing at all?
Mild bush.
Mild bush. Okay. You don't never know landing what's going to happen.
A nicely trimmed bush.
Yes.
Gino got the bench. He got benched. I stand by my decision. It's hard to stand by my decision. Seeing what he did, but I stand by it. I would have done it again. You take me back to Thursday, knowing what I know now, I still make the decision.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean. I'm standing by.
I don't buy it.
I'm not sure I buy that either.
It's really hard. It's like almost marrying that fat chick, and then she turns really hot the next day.
And you stand by your decision that you didn't.
I stand by it. I'm taking myself this week, but I don't love it. I just need it. Elijah, come on, man. You're not making the playoffs. Help me out. Switch some stuff out. Switch some stuff around.
All right, Frank.
I'm going to go with Drew, my absolute boy.
My boy. He's got
the Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton stack. Look for stack. a little touchdown there. I think Bijan's gonna have a big game. Montgomery always. I think after Jared Goff's performance the past couple weeks, they're gonna run the fucking ball. So give me Drew.
Mike,
let's go.
I'm actually going to differ here. I don't like Drew's roster this week. I don't like Bijan this week. He's up against that tough New York Jets defense. Offense is dookie, but the defense is stout. Drew has a lot of points on his bench from one guy and one guy only. No Jonathan Taylor for Drew. No Mike Wilson for Drew. No Hockenson for Drew. Drew's team's in shambles. I'm going to split here and try and take advantage of the lead. I'm going to go Elijah.
Yes, I like that. I also am going for broke this week, so I also will go for Elijah. I'm chasing. And it always works out when you get desperate and you're chasing, so we'll see how that goes. All right, moving on to the last matchup. Frank, you want to roll your window up, bud?
Not mine,
bruh. That might
do you
want to
roll your window up,
bruh? Coming, I got no windows down. I'm just on the highway going 90, coming back from Electric Blue.
Damn, your car has. I know your car has better soundproofing than that. So roll the windows up.
I'm telling you. Let me check the sunroof.
It's better now. It's better now.
It's all down. It's all down. I'll slow it down.
Slow it down, bud. All right. Last matchup. Team Smoot. Smoot 2-10, playing for pride at this point, versus Cormac Philroll and Sox 5-7. Again, I don't think he's technically out of it. So let's see. Look at these rosters. Actually, I don't even need to look at them yet because I'm going to swing it right over to Mike.
I'm going 65. How's it sound now?
Can Great. Frank go first? I went first already.
Okay, Frank, go first.
You know, I think you should go first, Brendan.
No, Frank, you go first.
You don't have power here.
All right, so let me see. This looks like a real barn burner. Smoot's team, man, it doesn't look that bad on paper, but it's
all
just
year.
Not good. He's got a couple bye weeks that I don't know if he's got the right people on his bench to replace. Cormac looks like he's got another kicker. I think Cormac needs this more, and his team wants it a little bit more this week. Give me Cormac.
All right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm also going to go Cormac this week. I love my brother Smoot, but I just don't know. He could get overserved tonight and just forget to fix his lineup. He's got a lot of, you know, not his fault. It's the bartender's fault. It's always the bartender's fault.
Yes.
He doesn't have the right pieces to fill his squad. And I just, I don't know. I don't think, I don't have confidence that he's going to fix his roster. I don't even know if I have confidence in Officer Garvey to fix his roster, but at least he's got a kicker on his roster. I'm going Cormac. Let's go Cormac. Make it interesting, bud.
Look at this. I'm a man of the people. I will pick third, and I am also going Cormac. Can't differ here. Drew, what do you think?
I'm going 50 in the left-hand lane. How does it sound?
Phenomenal.
Great.
Okay, great. I am taking Smoot this week, and this is why. Puka Nacua is getting locked down by a Cleveland defense that people say is good.
Number one against the pass.
Keep in mind, I know nothing about football, but they say they're good.
Number one against the pass. Denzel Ward is out, though.
Was that a previous U.S. president?
No, it's an all-pro corner for the Cleveland Browns.
There was, I think you're thinking of Denzel Ward, Washington.
He's an actor.
That's definitely Denzel.
played a president probably many times.
Did he play a president?
Probably many times.
Okay. I'm taking Smoot.
All right. I love that. And then, that's it for our week 13 picks. We'll scroll on down to the gambling picks. I need to look at the lines, but let's look at last week. I picked Arizona +3 versus the Rams. That did not hit. I know for a fact that didn't hit. So I'm 4-6-1. Drew picked Eagles money line versus Buffalo. That did hit. Drew, you are 4-6.
Oh, it did. Oh, it did.
He's got the Kelly Green.
He does. He's got Kelly Green.
Mike and Frank, we didn't get picks from you guys last week, so your records stay the same. Mike is 3-5-1. Frank is 2-3. While I pull up the lines, does anyone have a lock of the week?
Mike, what was that bet, Mike, I told you about earlier?
You didn't? I tell you about bets? That's how that works?
I think I told you one earlier.
I got one. All right, Frank, let's hear it.
All right, I don't know what the line is, but Chargers, Pats, under.
Let me get that line for you right now. 1 second.
I got it right here.
What's it, like 40?
It's 34 and a half.
Oof.
34 and a half.
Give me it.
All right, that's all you, Frank. Anyone else?
Oh, no, that's not the line. Hold on. I was looking at the wrong Pats game.
Jesus Christ.
This guy's trying to.
It's 39.
39.
I told you, 40. Okay, 39. Lock it in.
All right.
That is going to be a shit fest.
I'm taking Broncos +3 against Houston. 1 p.m. game.
They are. Broncos are hot.
Yep.
Mike, you got one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions -4. They need a win after. You did not. After losing last week. They need a big bounce back week. I think Derek Carr is a fraud. I mean,
he stinks.
He stinks.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Lions -4. Give me that all day.
All right. And I am going to take. I don't know why I'm going to do this. It's going to hurt me so many ways. I'm going to take Cleveland Browns +4.
Oh, my God.
Joe Flacco, baby. Good weather.
I'm on it too much. I'm on it.
Good weather. Joe Flacco going to be tossing it around. People are going to be like, is he back? I don't know. Maybe he can take him to the Super Bowl. Maybe not. But I do think he will look good. He probably has two games of looking okay. I'm going to take him this week in the good weather on the turf. They match up well against the Rams defense. They have a bad pass defense. I think they're going to air it out a little bit. I really just wish pass interference counted for fantasy points, because if so, I would have Joe Flacco starting in my fantasy lineup. It doesn't, but it does count for the spread, and I'm taking Browns +4.
Butch, how are you going to feel if Joe Flacco wins you guys the Super Bowl?
Phenomenal. Why would that not?
Probably pretty good.
I would feel amazing.
Your boy, I don't know, you just want one from your boy Deshaun. I don't know. Thought I would get something outside of you there.
Mike, I will take a Super Bowl from anyone who can give me one.
Okay, fair enough.
We could sign O.J. Simpson. If he takes us to the Super Bowl, I'll be happy.
Well,
innocent.
Not too far off your roster's track history. So
significantly far off. Significantly far off. Significantly. He was actually convicted of crimes.
Was he?
Not the big one, though. All right. Well, on that note, boys, does anyone else have anything?
Roll Tide.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I need the over.
All right, Drew.
I'm taking the over as well. I think I told Frankie about that bet, actually.
Yeah, he did.
I did just look at my phone and I saw Drew was tailing three of my bets.
I saw Frankie was tailing my bets.
The only thing I have to say is Joe Flacco, elite?
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 No.
And wind it on that. All right, boys. One love. Have a good weekend.
Peace, guys.
All right. Peace, boys. All
right, see you, boys. I'll tell you no matter.